For a couple years now, the Social Security system has been paying out more in benefits than it took in contributions. There's been talk of a need to tweak the system to get more funding since the early 1990s. Now, Republicans say Social Security needs more than a tweak. It needs a major overhaul. Democrats don't like to talk about changes to Social Security. Voters tend not to reward talk of sacrifice.
Look, if we buy into the idea that there's a problem with Social Security, you're already lost. It's a phony crisis.
Some would-be politicians, like the 13th District Democratic House candidate David Green of Champaign-Urbana, think the GOP rhetoric is a veiled attempt to gut the program entirely. Yet the subject is starting to come up, as it did at a recent Democratic Congressional Candidates Forum held in Bloomington. Still, cautious Democrats, like Ann Callis of Troy, hedge so much they don't even firmly acknowledge there is a problem.
Let's see where we're at in a cohesive manner. And then if there are issues, if they say definitively, this is a looming problem, this is going to happen to your grandchildren, when, you know, then we're going to have to see what's there and what we remove and what we don't.
Republicans suggest policy choices such as cutting benefits with a chained CPI cost of living formula, means testing benefits, creating private investment accounts with part of the withholding, and raising the retirement age. Rob Mellon, an 18th district candidate from Quincy, minimizes the scope of the issue, saying nothing that major needs to happen.
With some minor, you know, changes, we could extend Social Security's the Social Security system for 75 or 100 years. They've done it in the past. They could do it again.
Congress did do it before, mid-1983, when President Ronald Reagan and House Speaker Tip O'Neill struck a bargain to tax 90% of all income in the U.S. for Social Security. The value of that bargain has not kept pace with the times. Only 85% of the total income is now subject to Social Security withholding. Middle incomes have stayed flat. Growth has happened in upper income brackets, and the amount of income taxed per person is capped this year at about $113,000. Some Democrats want to change that. George Gollin is a U of I physics professor running in the 13th district as a progressive.
Why should someone with a pretty good job earning $119,000 a year pay the same amount into Social Security as somebody with a stupendously well-paying job who's making $5 million a year? That is just not just. It's not fair.
The rationale for the cap is that the government won't pay benefits on amounts over the cap, but the cap hasn't kept up with inflation. David Green says talking about changing the Social Security system is addressing the wrong thing. Better topics, he says, are rich people not paying enough taxes and too much money being spent on war.
There's no reason to have a deficit if people were paying enough taxes and if we had a decent health care system like everybody else in the developed world.
Green is on the left of the Democratic Party. More centrist Democrats like Ann Callis are still uncomfortable embracing even the least of changes.
Would you support lifting the cap?
I wouldn't say absolutely right now that I'm going to support lifting the cap. I'd say let's see where the numbers are, because I do not like to talk about something unless I see where the numbers are. Let's see where the numbers are. Let's see where we're at in a definitive graph, and then we'll talk about that.
Would you support adding a year to the working life of people if necessary?
No, I would be against that.
Technically, the Social Security system has nearly $3 trillion, which should last about 20 years. But even that cushion is problematic for Daryl Miller of Danvers, a former Republican who's running in the 18th District Democratic primary.
The surplus gets lent to the government in T-bills. Now, yes, on the books, that is in the Social Security Trust Fund, but to redeem each one of those, we have to go to China and borrow it. And that's why there is a problem.
And if nothing is done, Miller says, the changing demographics of an aging nation mean fewer future workers will support an increasing number of retired workers.
Me in my 60s, I'm going to come out with about $320,000 to the good from what I put in a lifetime of work, Social Security, and the benefits I get. My granddaughter that was born last year, she's going to be to the bad $420,000. It's a bad deal for young people.
We've got to talk about the issue of age.
Bill Houlihan is the downstate chief of staff for U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. At the candidates' forum, Houlihan is defending his boss's statement that the age of retirement is something that might be negotiable.
People are living much longer and getting Social Security benefits. So also on the table, he said maybe we've got to add a year you know, people are going to have to work another year. People don't want to hear that.
A displeased crowd of Democrats murmured at that remark, and 13th District candidate Bill Burns of Bloomington rejected the need to negotiate over entitlement reform.
Well, I get tired of hearing that word entitlement, don't you? It's earned benefit. Earned benefit, not entitlement.
But Houlihan says Senator Durbin sticks to the practical notion that even in an era of almost complete partisan deadlock, you have to have some basis to pass a measure.
In the Senate, you got to get 60 votes on any issue today. So there's only 54 Democrats. And so you got to figure out, yes, everything, Senator Durbin says everything should be on the table. That doesn't mean he agrees with everything that's on the table.
Paradoxically, the important history of Social Security as a New Deal program makes it both harder for Democrats to think about changing it and more necessary for them to preserve it in the end. George Gallin recalls what times were like before the social insurance program began.
Unless you were very lucky and it saved, when you retired, when you were too old to work, you tumbled into ill health, you tumbled into poverty, and your life came rapidly to an end. Social Security has just really fixed that as an issue.
Increased taxes on the wealthy are anathema to most Republicans, but for the primary, this is the ground most Democrats hold. It makes partisan differences on other huge issues, such as Medicare funding, look even more formidable. I'm Charlie Schlenker.